Another region of upstate, the North Country, has studied its energy use and pollution in its sustainability plan that was unveiled recently. As the Innovation Trail's Sarah Harris reports, the document tackles energy, land use, transportation, and water and waste management across 7 counties.
The Adirondack North Country Association, Ecology and Environment Incorporated, and Essex County spent much of the past year compiling the plan. They enlisted the help of another 200 people from around the region for the working groups. The result is a huge document that analyzes resource management and job growth across the North Country. It also includes an assessment of regional energy use and greenhouse gas emissions. The plan's authors found that 94% of energy generated in the North Country comes from renewable sources like hydropower and wind, but the region only consumes 31% of that energy. The rest gets exported. Transportation and the long distances people have to drive account for 40% of the region's greenhouse gas emissions. Kate Fish is head of the Adirondack North Country Association.
Putting all that data together, I think, helps to give us the beginnings of a roadmap for the future. How do we dramatically decrease our energy and therefore our costs? How do we build businesses around these kinds of ideas?
The sustainability plan also makes the case for increased biomass fuel in the region. Jerry Delaney is a corrections officer and chairs the Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board. He believes biomass production could really work in the Adirondacks.
Our traditional job generator was our resources. If we can get back to where we can use some of those resources locally, perhaps that will be a basis for job growth and stem the tide of our people leaving the region. And also, it'll be a cheaper to live inside the park than it would be somewhere else where you had to buy fuel oil.
The plan was funded by NYSERDA. Kate Fish says money for implementing the projects will come from the Cleaner Greener Communities Program and other state sources. The plan is open for public comment until February 1st and will be presented to NYSERDA in March. I'm Sarah Harris for the Innovation Trail.
Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more stories, visit innovationtrail.org.